ruddy good, you know. All right. Time now for our pre-show here for this Monday. You wouldn't believe how many times I've started and stopped this goddamn show. I started it yesterday afternoon, which would be yesterday, Sunday, but today's Monday now. I'm doing the show, well, with, you know, early morning, late night, whatever you'd like to, whatever you'd like to call it. excuse me. Did last night's lab work, and I wasn't really happy with it. I rushed through it. It was only about a 7-minute little set with surrounded by all kinds of people who wanted to come up on stage, and I wasn't really happy with what I did. It was rushed. I didn't take enough time with each bit. I probably had too many bits to do. 7 minutes, you know, you don't need much more than maybe a couple, maybe even one. Maybe not. But fact is, I had plenty of material, but I did not take enough time with each one. And I think it wasn't all that great. But I got home, and Lauren was sweet. She listened to it because I recorded it, and she said, "Oh no, it was really good." You know how our girlfriends and boyfriends are. They want the best. They want us to feel good about stuff. And God bless her for it. God bless that child for that. She's a sweetie. She sent me a picture of her and Poncho asleep. Well, you can only see Lauren's feet, but you see Poncho there laying on the bed with her. But, they all chilling, you know. Okay. So, we'll see. What do we got on the TV here tonight? What's on here? Oh, well, I told you, man. I didn't tell you. What the fuck is wrong with this goddamn motherfucking thing? Why am I having this noise? This is really for shit. All right, so let me tell you what's going on with this thing, man. We need, help. We need help here, man. These elastic bands are shot to shit on this fucking microphone here. They're almost broken, so let me take a picture of these. I don't know where we buy these fucking things to replace them, but we got big trouble, man. I'm watching English Championship football. That is the second division. Fulham and Queen's Park Rangers. Queen's Park Rangers was in Division 1. They were in the Premier League last year, but they sucked dick. And they are no longer. I don't know whether Fulham... this is like Division 2 football. Oh, took a knee right to the balls. Right to the ball sack. Yikes. I gotta do something here for a minute. Hold on for a fucking minute here. God damn it. About line color in black. How about white there? No, bitch. There. All right. So, what do you think? I know we have the fan on here in the background. I apologize for that, guys. Let's take a look and see what we have.
And Phil, how is the market voice? I know it's gotten better. I realize this is a little early in the morning. It's about 3:02 in the morning. We went to bed for about an hour, but we are now awake.
Home of the Premier League. Well, that's nice, because this is not Premier League football. This is English Championship football. That is the second division. And these teams play for the three slots that are promoted to the Premier League, and then there are three slots that are relegated. Right now, the teams that look like they're going to get relegated from Premier League are new. I think it's Sunderland is one, Aston Villa is another, and Newcastle may be the other one. The promotion-bound teams from the championship, from football championship, promotion at Middlesbrough, Burnley, and Hull City, if I'm not mistaken. I know Hull City is doing quite well. Hull City. I'm rooting for MK Dons and Preston North. The reason I'm rooting for Preston North is because they were the very first champions of English football back in the 19th century, and it would be quite the story to see them back in the First Division. MK Dons, because they were the former Wimbledon team that moved up to Milton Keynes is the name of this town. Even though I am a fan of AFC Wimbledon, which is the new Wimbledon team, and they are in League Two. So they got a long motherfucking way to go before their ass is promoted anywhere near the shit that, you know, it needs to be, you know. I'm turning the air back on until such time as we can't tank it anymore. On the Phil Hendry Show today, we will have, take a look here at, what is this? All right. Notepad. Oh. Austin Amarca. And what? I'll figure it out. It's a story from last week. Let me see here. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All of the voices that you hear on the show today, all of the different characters. Phil, I'm not going to get in the middle of anything. I'm General Galen Shaw. Why don't you grow up, General?
Thank you.
Grow up, General. We're just listening to
Bud Dick. Speaking of grown up, here's Bud Dickman.
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman. I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm telling you to stop that. You know I won't have. Right, that's Bud Dickman. That's Robert Leonard.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And this is now the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you. Speaking of being born under a bad sign, that's me.
I didn't know. Cut the crap, Phil, as people like to say these days.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying cut the crap, aren't they? And a lot of people should be saying cut the crap. All right.
Why is that?
Because there's a lot of crap to get cut, man. Lots of crap. Did you see Nugent?
Oh, this Ted Nugent, you know, that guy's,
now, what's going on with Nugent, man? What a fucking sack of
Ted
shit
Nugent.
That motherfucker
what
is.
What went wrong there? There, everything was good, and I'll say flip his lid.
Talk about what went wrong, man. Ted Nugent's always been bad, man. That guy's been bad from the beginning.
Well, I don't know. What happened?
What happened? Ted Nugent's going on about Jews. New York City. You talk about... Ted Nugent's never been a very creative guy to begin with. Everyone knows. Anybody that knows anything about guitar playing knows the guy's a hack. But,
Hold on for a minute. Didn't they do that one song, Keep Your Fears Behind? The Journey to the Center, that's some very deep stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty deep.
Oh, it's deep.
Yeah.
I think he wrote that after he dropped his first aspirin and drank his first Coke.
Phil, do not. I don't think you're in very shallow water when you take on Ted Nugent.
Really? Because he's a real brainiac?
No, he has a cadre of fans. You have to understand something, Phil. When you attack these public personalities, it isn't so much whether they intellectually are your equal. They have a mob behind them. A mob. Like Donald Trump, for instance. Here is a classic imbecile. And yet, he has that large group of people that he can just wave his finger, point, sit down, have a sandwich, and watch his supporters tear a human being apart.
Margaret.
I'm tired of it.
Oh, come on, Margaret, with all the drama. Well, there is a point to be made about that. The mob mentality, of course, can be frightening. Yeah, Ted Nugent came out and said a whole... We got Austin Amarca, who's
there
a gentleman
that's
from...
That's who I was...
But he called in, right, bud?
Yeah, Mr.
Ted Nugent. Did we even deal with Ted Nugent last week? I think we did. I do not think we did, Ted Nugent. All right. Let me see what's up with Ted. I say Ted. I feel I know him. I mean, I played his fucking shitty music for so long. And I really thought that... There's only one Ted Nugent song that I actually liked, which was Free For All. You know, his shit's Cat Scratch Fever sucks. All that shit, Stranglehold suck. Let's see here. Yeah, Ted. Tedley Smedley Nuge. Vulnerable Senate Republicans say no Scalia replacement under Obama. They want to wait until 2016 in hopes that a Republican will win the White House. What, you know, you realize that Obama's going to send you names. You know, you motherfuckers, you Republican motherfuckers, obstructionist sack of shit motherfuckers, you just fucking kill me. Anyway, there's Ted Cruz. Even if it was somebody that was good, Ted Cruz will filibuster anyone that Barack Obama nominated. That's what Ted Cruz is. He is just, there's nobody that black so-and-so can send before the Republicans that he's going to want. And Nugent's right off the front page. Ted Nugent. Come along if you dare. I gotta get my fucking neck straightened out of here. Time for NRA to cut Ted Nugent loose. That's a National Review.
It's a dog.
Look at the tail.
What kind of
look? All right, man. What is this, man? Get the fuck out of Dodge. Okay. See what I'm trying to do here. Motherfucker. Uh-oh. All right. Yeah, we gotta get this goddamn fucking thing fixed, man. And I mean fucking pronto. It's the stupidest motherfucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Get a goddamn microphone. We got the boom here. Let's get a mic that's you know, a mic that is goddamn worth it. Okay. So by the way, how much time we got here? 19 minutes. Okay. All right. From a shipment of silicon bra inserts and art supplies, the country's federal police, $1 billion worth of ice, methamphetamine. What am I doing here, man? Search. Excuse me. Okay. Come along if you dare. Come along if you dare. Come along if you share. All right, man. I think Bobby Dooley is a good one to support Ted Cruz, or to say that she gets off on Ted Cruz's machinations, you know. She loved the machinations. Everybody doing a grand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the machination. I think Bobby's good. I haven't heard Bobby in a while. We have here Austin Amarca,
Jay Santos,
and Bobby Dooley.
Perfect. Yes. The police siren, man. God damn it. The police station have a police siren. And then, Bobby Dooley is it? Well, the mall, Jay Santos is Ted Nugent. Let's see. Austin Amarca is. No.
The one on the NY.
All right. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3. The other thing we need is. The phone thing. Let's see what time we got here. Okay, it's probably 30. It's right on the money, man. Right on the money. 31. What are we talking about? Phone? Plane?
Well, good morning, everyone.
All right, plane. Where are you, bitch? There it is. Now. Need a Harvey story. He really is a sack of shit. There's no question. No question. All right, here we go. Everybody doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby. Yeah, come on, baby.
Yeah, buddy. What is it?
What it say?
And good morning and good day, and there's a thing, yeah.
All right, here we go. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All of the voices, all of the characterizations, all of the character representations that you hear on the program today are all performed by me. Have a good show, have a good day, have a good life. See you on the other side. See you on the flip-flop.